Chapter 9. Ash and Sevelia had been in the middle of a conversation as the trio of mermaids passed, and their lack of reaction made it seem as though they hadn't witnessed the same interaction at all. I furrowed my brow for a second, but the pair carried on discussing dresses without a second thought. "Did you see that?" I interrupted. Ash and Sevelia peered around the alley, like they needed a clue to work out what I'd meant. "The three women, did you see the way they were acting?" Ash and Sevelia shared the same look of confusion.
"What three women?"
Ash replied cautiously.
"Were the only ones in this alley?"
"No, they just passed. You didn't even smell them. Wait, I don't think I smelled them either."
"Are you okay?"
Both women looked at me with concern, and I took a deep sigh and ran my hand down my face in frustration. Either it had all been a part of my imagination, or the mermaids were fucking with me somehow. The other day, as I was returning from freeing the werewolves, I spotted two mermaids in the Grimway. I said, just loud enough for the two women to hear. I didn't think much of it at the time, but then another three just passed us. But these three all looked strange up close. It's almost like, I don't know, I can't be sure. But it reminded me of the glassy look the incubi's prey always get. But now you're telling me that you didn't see anything, so maybe my head is just fucked. Ash frowned at my words, and Sevelia appeared unnerved. Her amber eyes widened slightly, and she chewed on the corner of her lip while I rifled my hair and tried to sort out my confusion. It was possible that this was the work of the incubi, but the incubi didn't use the power of invisibility. They never could. So what the fuck had I just seen? Or not seen?
"I do recall this trait with the incubi,"
Ash said cautiously.
"The strange trances they'd use on their minions and victims."
"But they aren't known for using invisibility. The incubi don't have that sort of power. Also, if the mermaids are in a trance, then why weren't the other two in one? The ones I saw in the marketplace walked straight past me like every other fucker in the Grimway."
"Could they have been without you realizing?"
"I mean, maybe." I shrugged. I was a bit distracted by their other assets, but aside from this, I don't know what would cause the mermaids to become visible only to me and no one else. Even the blue orb doesn't work that way. When we use it, we're invisible to everyone around us.
"This is so fucking confusing. You're certain you saw mermaids just now, right here?"
"Positive," I said, as I narrowed my eyes in thought, and a prickling feeling traveled down my spine like a sixth sense. They were very, very real.
"Unfortunately, I don't know enough about mermaids to know what their habits or powers are. Their kind are incredibly rare to see walking around on land."
"Well, from now on, I want you to keep an eye out whenever we're walking anywhere. If you see anything, you need to tell me."
"Of course,"
Ash and Sevelia replied in unison.
"Are the mermaids our most likely leads on the incubi's minions, then?"
"Maybe," I said with a scowl. "There's all kinds of weird creatures and magic on the surface world, but we need to stay wary of anything that stands out. Remember, anyone could be working for the incubi, but anyone could just be dabbling with fucked up tonics or spells. I don't want to pin the wrong group as a target of ours, but right now, I'm thinking the mermaids are acting the most suspicious."
"If it isn't them, then I'm equally intrigued. They sound rather curious."
"I can't help but wonder how many times I've passed a mermaid without knowing they were there. If they can appear invisible to some, there could have been hundreds in the Grimway since we've been here."
"I doubt there's been that many," I shrugged. "Apart from the five in the last couple of days, I've only ever seen one before. But it does make me wonder if others noticed them too."
"We could ask the werewolves if they know anything about them. They clearly know a lot about the sea dragons, so it's possible the pack on the other island have encountered mermaids too."
"You want to go to the werewolves for help? I never thought I'd see the day that you'd consider seeking out their assistance."
"I know, neither did I. But if it means that we can get to the bottom of this mindfuck, then I can possibly look past their previous threats to kill me."
"Regardless of who can help us, we will work out what the mermaids are up to. But for now, we have other business to attend to."
"The priest's death, for example."
"Exactly." I nodded. "When did you plan on returning to Ravenshade?"
"I didn't have a specific time in mind, but I can go there now, seeing as we're so close."
"Perfect. We need to know if anyone has become suspicious of the priest's disappearance, or if they've caught on to his true fate."
"I might take a trip to Newhall, too,"
Ash said, with a thoughtful expression on her face.
"I mean, it's where the church is found, so it's possible that I could get more information from there."
But just be mindful of the blessed. With everything that's going on with the church, they'll want as many of the blessed roaming the streets as possible, and they won't hesitate to attack if they see you.
It's a good thing I just bought these new weapons.
Ash grinned.
But there's no need to be concerned, my lord. I'll jump from tree to tree if I have to.
Good, I replied. Ash and I were very much the same when it came to conflict, and we were usually chomping at the bit for a fight to start in order to feel the rush of adrenaline that coursed through our veins. The beautiful demon was also incredibly feisty and loved a challenge, but that didn't mean I didn't have to caution her. If Ash saw an opportunity to wield her sword, then she would do so without hesitation, but she had to pick the right moments. It wouldn't have been right for a battle with the Blessed to start, especially if we ever wanted to leave this island.
I'll be sure to return with as much information as my mind can hold.
Ash grinned. My demon lover gave both Sevelia and I a passionate kiss, slipped her blue sword and sickle into her belt, and then ran from the alley in the direction of the nearby village. I always experienced the same rush of concern whenever I watched one of my women run off into the distance, especially after the time I'd arrived back at the manor to find the house and Ash covered in blood because the vampires decided to attack while I wasn't there.
Shit, what time is it?
Sevelia asked suddenly. It was the 11th hour when we were heading to Garrick's shop, so it must be the 12th now. Why?
Oh, good.
She said with relief.
I need to give the imps the next dose of the treatment, but we haven't been here as long as I thought.
No longer than an hour, I'd say. I shrugged. How often are you going to give it to them?
Every 4 hours for now, but that'll change when I see them making some progress. But I'll need to make some more of the deathflower potion, so I should start on that soon and make sure it's ready for later.
The imps are incredibly lucky to have you nurse them back to health, I said as I cupped her cheek with one hand.
You would have made sure they received the best care possible, too.
Sevelia batted her eyelashes.
You always look after your own so well.
But it wouldn't have been the same. There's no way the imps would have survived had you not been there to provide the correct treatment. The Red Witch slipped her arms around my waist and pulled herself against me. She nestled her head into the crook of my neck and left heated kisses on my skin.
The imps aren't the only ones who are lucky,
she whispered against my neck.
Ash and I wouldn't have made it this far without your constant care and guidance.
I grasped onto the red silk of Sevelia's dress and held her hips against mine. I caught onto the scent of her sweet arousal in the air, and the aroma increased as every second ticked past. It would have been so easy to lift up the baggy material of her dress and allow my cock the pleasure that came with sinking into her warmth. But it wasn't right to take her against the wall of an alley, especially with the amount of horny fuckers that walked past us. I often received a kick at the thought of others witnessing me pleasuring my women, particularly if they knew they'd never be as lucky as I was. But it was different than Sevelia. Ash often initiated the act, but Sevelia was far more private and preferred to keep us for herself. My two women were complete opposites of each other, but I lived to meet their every need, whether that was in an alley or in the privacy of the manor. But in saying that, Sevelia was more than happy to tease me with her lingering kisses, and there had been a number of times that I'd walked away with my cock painfully erect. Sevelia ran her fingers through my chopped black hair and nibbled on my earlobe as my hands roamed over her incredible figure.
Are you going to return to the manor with me?
I thought over my answer for a moment. I desperately wanted to return with Sevelia, wait for her to finish making the potion, and then continue with what we'd started in this alley. But I needed answers in order to get to the bottom of things with the incubi, and now the fucking mermaids, and it felt like the perfect chance to get them now that we were in the Shadow Quarters. I need to go and speak to Madame Nira, but I'll be back before you've finished with the imps, and there will be plenty of time to finish this later on.
Good.
Sevelia hummed.
In that case, I'll wait for you in the bedroom.
I'll make sure to be back as soon as I can, I growled softly. Sevelia gave me a desperate kiss that left me craving more, and with one last gentle look, she left the alleyway with her crossbow slung over one shoulder. Like I'd done with Ash, I watched the witch weave through the crowds of people until she walked out of sight, and then I began my own journey. I wandered through the winding side streets and alleyways that led me to Madame Nira's manor. I even passed Pixie Lane, and images flooded into my mind of the times that I'd secretly meet Sevelia as she collected the payments for the bastard priest. I'd always remember how depressed and tired the Red Witch looked as she plodded from house to house, but I hadn't witnessed any of that in the time she'd lived with me and Ash. Sevelia had her freedom and a family again, and that was all she'd ever wanted. I arrived outside Madame Neera's manor, that was nestled neatly between two other houses. To the untrained eye, it would look like there was a wide open space in between those two houses, but just like with the imp's mining shack, the house was covered with an invisible veil that kept the manor hidden from view. Due to the bond I'd made with the Black Fairies, I simply had to stand outside the house and one of them would let me in. Madame Neera had informed her darlings that Ash and I were allowed to enter whenever we desired, and that we didn't have to have an appointment before we were allowed entry. I crossed my arms over my front as I waited for someone to notice me, and made the decision that I'd wait for 10 minutes, and if no one had arrived in that time, then I'd return again another day. I stared at the blank clearing in front of me as I waited, and I started to think I'd been wasting my time. But before the 10 minutes were up, the air in front of me suddenly turned a silky gray, and the large black manor house appeared beyond the veil as a fairy allowed me to enter. Or, rather, the two fairies who'd allowed me through. Lixis and Lux, what a surprise, I smirked at the black fairy twins. Both twins were completely identical, with the same gray eyes, long dark hair, and light brown skin. The only difference between them, which I used to tell them apart, was the tiny freckle that sat underneath Lux's left eye. Their gauzy, jet-black wings caught the rays from the afternoon sun, and each twin wore a dress made from scraps of delicate black lace.
"Good afternoon, Atticus,"
Lixis purred.
"We were hoping to see you again soon,"
Lux grinned. The last time I'd seen the twins was when I'd come to purchase information from Madame Neera about the werewolves. The twins hadn't let me leave until they'd both shown me how talented their tongues were, and I'd made a point of letting that little bit of attention be all they got from me for a while now, just to toy with the delicious pair. "I should have known you'd be the ones to appear," I smoothly continued.
"Well, my sister and I were in our room combing our hair when we saw you arrive,"
Lux explained in an innocent tone.
"We couldn't believe our luck that you'd come again, so I apologize that our hair isn't as neatly combed as it normally is."
Lux ran her fingers through her long dark hair, but there didn't appear to be a single strand out of place.
"You're too much of a distraction,"
Lixis added.
"Yes, far too much of a distraction,"
Lux giggled. I walked through the veil to allow the twins to close it again, but they hooked their arms around mine to halt me from going anywhere.
"Where's Ash these days?"
Lixis asked as she ran one hand down my chest.
"I've missed having her around when you visit."
"She's running some errands at the moment," I shrugged. "I bet she'd want to see you again too, whenever she has the time, that is."
"Well, I hope that won't be too long,"
Lux replied with a pout.
"Yes, I hate the thought of Ash missing out on all the fun we have together,"
Lixis smirked. "I can assure you that Ash doesn't miss out on any of the fun," I said in a lower tone, and the twins' wings shivered at the sound. I always replay our interactions for her, but I increase the pleasure slightly so as to fully satisfy her needs.
"Oh, she's so lucky to have you around,"
Lux sighed.
"It's been so long since we last had a real man meet our needs. Oh, I've almost forgotten what it feels like,"
Lixis said sadly.
"I can't even remember the last time I reached a climax."
"Then whoever these men are, they obviously don't know how to use their dicks. I always make sure my women come repeatedly, usually on command." The two black fairies moaned softly as they batted their eyes up at me, and I could smell the delicate wisps of their eagerness starting to spiral around me. I loved to tease the twins, especially when I saw the hopeful looks on their faces. I could tell they were desperate to experience my cock in the same way Ash and Sevelia were lucky enough to feel on a daily basis, but it also made it clear that the twins wanted nothing more than for me to show them what a real man can do. With the twins still holding onto my arms, we walked further up the gated yard and toward the dark red main door of the all-black manor. The glass windows were still decorated in elaborately spun cobwebs that ran from one corner of the window to the other, and the entire place was the perfect balance of decadence and dilapidation. Lixis opened the door, and Lux and I followed behind her. The walls of the house were deep purple, velvet chairs lined the corridors, and more of the elaborate cobwebs hung from the ceiling. But these were much larger than the webs on the windows. More black fairies relaxed against the walls and the chairs, but none of them paid us any attention. Is Madame Nira in her office? I asked, with a finger pointed down the corridor.
Oh, we should have said. Madame Nira is out with a client at the moment.
Lux replied. Right, I muttered.
But it's okay,
she added with a coy smirk.
Lixis and I can tell you whatever it is you need to know, and then you can run it past Madame Nira when she returns.
Do you know how long she's going to be?
Lux
glanced over at her sister.
She just said she was off to see a client, but it usually doesn't take her long.
Lixis replied.
We can keep you company until she gets back, I promise. There's plenty of room for us to wait for her in our private quarters.
Lux suggested nonchalantly. Fine, but I can't wait for too long. I have more work to do.
Yay!
The black fairies led me up the rickety black staircase, and the same purple walls continued all throughout the house. The first floor had at least 10 doors that led off the corridor, but all the doors were closed. I assumed this was where the fairies slept, or potentially brought back some men to spend the night with, but I couldn't know for sure. Lux and Lixis then went up a second set of stairs, which took me to the final floor of the house.
This is our room?
Lux said, as they came to a halt outside a black door at the front of the manor. The door had L&L written in white chalk, and a small shelf had been placed beside the doorframe, which held a melted candle perched in the center.
We've never had a man in our quarters before, so I feel quite embarrassed that you're going to see it.
Lixis blushed. Black fairies were notorious for being extremely seductive and mischievous, and the ones I'd seen in the taverns always tried to do what they could to wrap their unsuspecting victims around their little fingers. I just assumed that they brought these men back to the manor to continue the evening, but I was clearly wrong. Once they'd found the courage to allow me into their private quarters, Lux twisted the black handle and pushed the door open to reveal a short corridor. There were cutouts in the corridor that the twins used to hang up all their different dresses. The corridor led me to an open space, with a large bed in the center with a black cover, windows that overlooked the front of the house, and two velvet chairs against one wall, with a wooden table situated in between them. Like with everything else in the house, the bedroom had been painted deep purple, with melted candles and decayed flowers in the glass vases.
So, what did you need to speak to Madame Nira about?
Lux asked as she perched on the end of the bed. Lixis joined her sister on the bed and tapped the black cover as a silent suggestion that I should take that space. I just need some information on a certain band of creatures, I replied as I headed for the bed.
Which band of creatures?
Lixis questioned.
You know we can't help unless you tell us who it is.
You know it wouldn't be any fun if I just told you, I said with a smirk. I know they loved it when I teased them, and I loved it just as much as they did.
In that case, how about we play a little game?
Lixis suggested with a flirtatious wink. A game? I grinned with amusement.
Yes, a game.
Lixis nodded.
It's our favorite one to play because everyone wins in the end.
Lux let out an excited squeal, almost like she'd just caught on to what her sister had been suggesting.
I love that game.
Lux moaned.
Can we play that, please?
What are the rules? I asked. The twins grinned and simultaneously adjusted how they sat on the bed.
So,
Lixis started as she crossed her legs together.
We get to ask you any questions we want, and if you answer honestly, then we reward you.
Okay, I said as I eyed the shadows of her breasts beneath her black lace. I had a feeling I was going to enjoy this little fairy game, especially if their eager expressions were anything to go by.
No amount of pieces can buy these rewards,
Lux continued as she leaned in against me.
And you'll end up returning for another round,
Lixis added. Tell me what the rewards are, and then I'll decide whether or not I want to play, I said with a smirk. Lixis placed her hand on my thigh and massaged my muscles gently, and Lux hooked her arm around mine and brushed her cheek against my shoulder.
For every question you answer honestly, Lux and I will remove one item of our clothing.
Lixis caught my gaze.
Is that something you'd like to take part of?
The idea of the twins lying bare before me was enough to make my cock twitch in my pants. I'd already experienced the twins' skills when it came to kissing, so I wasn't against finding out what else they could do with their mouths. They certainly seemed more than eager to show me.
But it doesn't seem fair that we're the only ones to remove our clothing,
Lux whispered against my neck.
So I think you should ask us some questions, and the same rules should apply to you. Either that, or we'll just remove your clothes for you.
Lixis giggled as she reached for my shirt buttons. I think I'll like this game. Ask away. The twins shot me playful looks as they jumped up from the bed. They stood in front of me with the same innocent smiles, and they played with the leather tassels that kept the tops of their scrappy lace dresses tied together.
Atticus?
Lux started.
When was the last time you came?
Last night, I answered with a straight face. Lux pulled at the tassel, and the upper bodice of her dress fell to the floor to reveal her soft brown breasts. Her dark nipples hardened instantly as I raked my gaze over them and grinned to show my appreciation.
See, it's as easy as that,
Lixis purred.
Now, tell us who you have an issue with.
The incubi, I replied. Lixis went for the bottom of her dress and ripped through the material, and I could already see that the lips of her pussy were slick with her wetness. Then she crossed one ankle over the other and ran her hand over her thigh, and her fingers inched away from her sleek entrance. The scent of the twins' arousal wafted toward me, and the longer I stared at them, the stronger it became.
What do you need to know about the incubi?
Lux asked. I thought you said I could also ask some questions. I raised an eyebrow. Tell me why you really brought me up here. I played with the buttons on my shirt to tease the fairies even more.
Because we've been desperate to receive your love ever since we first laid eyes on you,
Lixis said without hesitation. I'd half expected that to be the answer, but it still felt good to hear them admit it. I went along with my side of the bargain and tore my jacket and shirt from my body in one swift motion. The twins' black wings fluttered and sent a vibration of sound through the air. They stared at my chest, and not once did they look away from my expanse of muscles.
What's been troubling you, Atticus?
Lux queried. Right now, it's the pain in my cock, I shrugged. In response to my answer, Lux let out a deep groan. She had one more item of clothing to lose before the only thing that separated her and I was the heated air in between us, and she ripped open the lace around her waist. Then her supple hips were exposed, along with the smooth mound between her thighs, and I salivated at the sight. Who would you rather have up here, myself or Ash? I stood from the bed with my fingers poised on the buckle of my belt, and I slowly released the clasp as Lux spoke her response.
Both. I've been dying to see how you fuck her.
I could have played with them, and I could have said that wasn't the answer I was looking for, but my cock was about to explode, and I needed to take away the pressure. It looked as though the fairies were about to combust when I finished pulling off my belt and let my pants drop, but when my leaking cock sprung free from its confinements, they let out involuntary whimpers. Then they stared for several long moments as their black wings shivered, and their gray eyes became wider and wider the longer they took in the sight of my girth. The fairy twins looked desperate and scandalized all at the same time, and watching their little bodies tremble brought a wicked grin to my lips. Your turn, I commanded.
What do you need to know about the incubi?
Lixis asked again in a breathless tone. Who they have working for them and where I can find the fuckers, I snarled. Lixis immediately untied the top of her dress just like she had promised, and she gasped as her warm brown breasts tumbled free. Then all three of us stood with our bodies completely exposed, and all that needed to be removed were our shoes. But I took a moment to admire the full sight of each of them in turn. Once I was sure the twin fairies were almost losing their minds with arousal, I continued my line of questioning. Who works for the incubi? I demanded.
A few groups have worked for them in the past,
Lux replied, as both sisters towed off their heels.
But right now, I think they've brought in the help of a swarm of mermaids.
Several thoughts ran through my mind at that exact moment, but it was difficult to concentrate on anything apart from the naked fairies that stood a step in front of me. I fought between feeding my urges with the twins or learning more about what Lux had said about the mermaids working for the incubi. I was about to ask if the fairies were absolutely certain of their answer, but the twins distracted me once again before I could get the words out. Lixis and Lux kicked off their high heels, pushed me back onto the bed, and shared a mischievous smile as they looked down on my naked form. Then the sexy fairy twins tore my boots off and pounced. Lyxa straddled my waist with her hands lost in my hair. Her soft breasts brushed against my chest as she lowered her head and attacked me with a heated, passionate kiss, and her tongue slipped into my mouth as she rubbed her ass against my painfully rigid cock. There was a clear difference between Ash and Sevelia and Lyxis and Lux. The fairies felt far more fragile, and it was obvious from their tame moves that they never fucked a demon before. But that was about to change.